SBS Radio.
Hello and welcome back to another edition, Your Time with B. That is me. So I'm going to kick off this Friday with a crazy story. It's not so much a breaking news story. It's been happening for a couple of years now, and we just keep hearing people get more and more involved with this crazy phenomenon, dumpster diving. If you haven't heard about it, don't feel bad. Honestly, it is this crazy thing where people actually dive through people's bins to find, well, anything that they deem worthy to keep. And it's massive. It's all over the world. People are finding some pretty impressive things in these dumpsters, and specifically at the back of massive retail stores, you know, like a Westfields. You go down there, go back to their dumpsters, you're going to see lots of products that are broken, but, you know, are still kind of okay to use, but they just can't sell them. A lot of food gets thrown away, like packets of chips and things like that. It's a real thing, particularly behind IT stores, because they throw out old lappies, old iPads, and people can fix them up and make them brand new and then resell these things or just save them for yourself and save on actually going out and spending the cash. It is happening, and Mirror are reporting that a 35-year-old woman called April Swift quit her job as a chef in the US to take up dumpster diving professionally. And she's not the only person doing this. It is, like I said, all around the world. And this lady is reportedly making over $29,000 just in 6 months. And yes, you may smell like rubbish at the end of the day, but you're going to go home with some pretty impressive items. She's saying that she has saved on bills and has gotten beauty products, like makeup, brushes, and just goodies worth hundreds, not hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's a bit dramatic, but tens of thousands of dollars. And you know what? I kind of want to get on board secretly. You know, I'm not, people might think I'm smelling a bit at work, but hey, I'm going to have a new lappy. So she said, "I'm lucky because I live close to a ton of stores, so I rarely drive more than 10 miles for a dive. At first, I was really nervous. Then I gave it a go, thinking, what's the worst that can happen to me? I think some people frown upon it, but I don't think I'm doing any harm, and I haven't had any trouble as I'm always really discreet." So just imagine waking up in the morning, you live in some really big fancy house, or you live right next to the shops, and you see someone just doing some dives through the dumpster, and they're like, "Oh, yep, I'll take this, I'll take that. Hey, why is this thrown out? I can keep this. I can give this out for Christmas. It's my kid's birthday. Let's go for a dive." It's a real thing, and it's really, really happening. So like I said, people are finding crazy things, like even old jewelry, antique stuff that can be sold for so, so much money. But April said her best find is the food that she finds. And maybe this is because she's a chef, so she's really passionate about food, but she's really digging the food she's coming across. Anyway, enough of dumpster diving. That's a thing. And I just gave the news. Next, let's go on to this story about an extreme makeover. I'm talking extreme. So some people will do anything to save a dollar, and I, don't get me wrong, am definitely one of those people, but I probably wouldn't put this much effort into getting some sort of benefit. So a 32-year-old man from India, Jayesh Patel, underwent an extreme makeover. He transformed himself into an 81-year-old man so he could travel on a pensioner's passport into the US. But the airport staff got a little bit suspicious when his skin was still quite youthful. He was caught pretending to be a senior citizen and was also using the senior's passport that he was pretending to be, local media of Gujarati reported. So on top of his makeover, he was really, really playing this role. He was getting into it. He was getting taken around the airport on a wheelchair. Come on, talk about some luxury lifestyle, right? So after being arrested, because hey, he was pretending to be somebody else at an airport going into the US, let's put those two things together, you're probably going to get caught and arrested. He told police he carried out the scheme because he had difficulty obtaining a US working visa and thought by posing as an elderly man, his chances would be more likely. Wonder how that's working out for him now. He's probably still in India, unfortunately, not able to get access into the US on a working visa. But hey, he may be able to go for a holiday. Who knows? Okay, so enough with the crazy stories again this week. Time for my favorite time of the week, and I hope it's your favorite time of the week as well, where I bring you an Indigenous artist and some of their magic that they've produced for us to enjoy. So this week I'm bringing you Philly's Brown Skin. So Philly is working on working with Briggs's label. It is called Bad Apples Music, where he wants to use his unique style as an Indigenous man, he's about 25 years old, to inspire young people and make some sort of change in this country. So the song I'm bringing to you is Brown Skin, and it's all about highlighting the strength of Indigenous women in this country across not just this generation, past generations and future generations to come. It is a song for all the women out there. So here it is, Philly's Brown Skin. Enjoy.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.